Who y'all picking for the NBA Finals? Y'all got Boston, y'all got Golden State.
Lakers.
Stop it. Stop it. You stop it now, sir.
I'm sorry.
Golden State winning it, man.
Yep. Yeah. I got Golden State no more than six. Actually, I really think it's going to be a gentleman's sweep, but hey, that's my personal thoughts.
Yeah.
I think they can get two. I don't think they can get the series. I think it goes six. They're going to win one in Boston for sure because the crowd going to get them one.
Mm-hmm. The NBA going to get them one too.
They got to stretch it. They're going to mess around and stretch it to five today. We may get seven games today. We might.
Oh, you taking 7-2, Blaze?
No. I personally hope they both lose.
See what I'm talking about? I was telling my coach, I said, I hope they go to a game seven and have too many overtimes and get tired. They just cancel it. They know what it's done.
Right. I hope Draymond shoot that free throw in game seven towards the end, and it just ends in a tie like that stinky sports soccer. That's what I hope it is. Oh, my bad. Sorry about that.
You're going to have a lot of football fans out there mad at you now.
They foot these nuts. Sorry. Oh. Oh.
Coming in
disrespectfully. Disrespectfully.
Man, that is like the American sport or something. What is it? It's like the sport everybody posts.
It's the global sport. Yeah.
There you go. The global
sport. World sports.
Yes.
I ain't never tried it.
Kick City. Kick City.
Welcome everybody. Welcome back, everybody. I can't even get the word out right. Welcome back, everybody. We are on season 4, episode 65. We have been doing this for a while, guys. We got a special guest today. One of my good friends. I'm honored to have him on the show. Let me make sure I got the introduction right from what I was listed. Just finished up his sixth season at the University of St. John's. Currently the director of men's basketball operations there. Previously worked at Santa Clara University, worked for the Philadelphia 76ers. Also at the University of Kansas. They did just win a championship, so I ain't gonna talk too bad about that part. As a manager and practice player, originally from Strata KCK, my man Chris Huey. Welcome to the show. How you doing today?
Great. I'm great. Appreciate you guys having me on, man.
Did I introduce everything right? Is something I missed in there? Because if I did, just let me know.
Nah, everything straight, man. Kansas City, Kansas, the most important part. So got it all correct.
Right. That's what I like. I'm glad you said that and not KU, the most important part. That's all I'm glad you said.
No, I'm removed from that at this point. We had to play them this year. So I'm on the other side of that one.
All right. Margo, how your week been?
Week is going well, except the trade block rescinded my trade for those Yeezys that I was talking about last week. So I have those Jordan 1s and those Dunks on their way back to me because the other trader didn't send in the shoes. So,
hey, wow. This is like a certain time frame they're supposed to send it in? I heard that work.
Yeah, they got 72 hours after the trade is completed to get them to UPS and ship them to trade block. After that, they don't get refunded their trade fees and the trade is canceled.
Okay. I just want to make sure they got some punishment on their end for not doing their part right.
Mm-hmm.
Blaze, talk to me. How your week been?
It's been good. I can't complain. Just chilling before I start teaching summer school. So I'm doing a whole lot of parenting. So it's a love-hate relationship. So I'll just end it with that. But on the sneaker end, it is all good. So I'm ready for this interview. I'm very excited. Guest season.
Guest season it is. Chris, I don't think I really asked how you was doing this, but I talked to everybody. I just introduced you, then you kind of didn't ask how you was doing. How you we going?
I'm great. We got our guys coming back on campus this week. We got some official visits, some recruiting coming up. So can't complain. The weather's finally starting to get nice here in New York. We jumped straight from winter to summer here. We didn't get too much of a spring, so I'm nice to get some warmer weather.
Shit, I don't think we got too much of one either. It was cold one day and 90 something the next day. Jumped around here.
And then it's been raining all the time.
Right. All right, let's jump right into our Fresh Kick Friday. Let me see. Blaze, you want to start? I'm going to throw it to you to see what's we're gonna mix it up today. Blaze, what you going to be rocking Friday?
I'm going to put on the Retro 6 Midnight Navies, the white and blue ones. I'm going to throw those on for Fresh Kick Friday. So pretty good about that. That's be a part of my 12 sneaker rotation for the month of June. So really good reaction from Blaze's dozen. So I'm becoming better on the reels. So trying to swap it in and out. So I got to be careful because people think I got money around here when I flaunt the sneakers around. My mama called me. She said, God dang, boy. Yeah, that's money right there. I was like, but no, I'm going to put on the Midnight Navy Retro 6s. Why not? Summer teams.
Hey, Chris, what about you? What's going to be rocking this Friday?
Man, we got official visits this week. So that means you got to pull something out. So probably, yeah. I think I'm going Black Cat 4s on Friday. They go with everything. Nice little St. John's polo and some golf pants. Pull it off nice and easy. So got to bring something out.
All right. I like that. Marco, what about you?
I'm going to give something some burn that's been sitting in the closet for a little second. I haven't wore these since Hype Mania. So I'm going to pull out the Air Mag Adapt BB2s. So, you know, charge these bad boys up, give them some burn this coming Friday. So,
yeah. How long you got to charge them before you wear them? Like a certain time?
It depends. I had to turn them on and see what the battery life is at, because since I hadn't worn them and the battery hasn't really ran down, it might be decent. But if I got to throw them on the charger, it'll probably take like an hour, something like that.
That ain't too bad. We're going to jump into our latest pickups that we got this week or that you got last week. Chris, I'm going to let you start this off. You pick up anything in the past week or so?
Man, I've really been chilling. I got a pair of, like, the classic Cortez is just, you know, St. John's colors. You wear them around nice and easy, the blue and the red, the white. So I've been chilling lately. Nothing too crazy, some wear arounds.
All right, cool. Marco, what about you?
It's been a slow week for your boy after last week, you know, picking up those Gore-Tex Jordan 1s and picking up the Clot Sakai waffles. This week, having that trade rescinded, I mean, it's gotta been a dry week for your boys. So nothing over here.
All right, Blaze, what about you?
None this week for me as well. Traded off the Travis Scott's and my dunk, so I'll be looking forward to what I'm getting on the other end, and I'll be letting everybody know what I'm getting on that other end with the trade.
Did you even take the Travis Scott's out the box?
I did real quick. I'm going to post a video tomorrow. I'll send it to the group chat tomorrow. I did. I opened it up. You know, Cactus Corporations, mumbo jumbo. You know, I did my thing. Just send them off, man, before I let them sit. You know, because if I let them sit, I'm going to end up accidentally wearing them, though. They fire, though. I'll just say
that. My question, did you think about putting your foot in it? Did you just wanted to see one thought about it and take a picture of it?
I wanted to stunt on them real quick. Is it wrong to smell the sneaker before you send it off? Is it wrong to be like, okay, let me go sit, you know what I'm saying? So
that's that a scent that you can always remember.
Yeah, man. Ooh, wee. Yep. Long time ago when we talk about other things, but when it comes to sneakers, man, you know, that's what it is too there, Black Ranger. Thanks for the nostalgia there.
Hey,
thank you, sir.
Since we on nostalgia purposes, I went and picked up my Barclays. I got the phone call. I got it this morning, so you can come get them. I said, I am on the way. I had to go pick these up. It's a rumor that the black and purple ones may be coming here soon, too. It's a rumor. But I got it from a very credible source today when I went to go pick these up. So I'm really hoping that that happens. And then I just happened to stumble upon something else. They call it, trainer, Nike trainer SCs, but I like to call them Bo Jacksons.
Yes.
Yeah. So they happen to have these. The only thing that's missing is the Bo Jackson logo, you know, they had on the tongue, or I think it was. Mm-hmm. But other than that, yeah, I really got these for a steal. I'm gonna tell y'all that, because it's the luxury of working at a shoe store. Let's just say that. So really, I was really, really proud about getting these. But other than that,
gotta get you some of that new Royals gear, man. You gotta get some of the new logo.
That's what I figured. I'm like, I don't even like wearing blue like that, you know, for other reasons. But you know, it's summertime, so it's time to get these white sneakers out here. So I picked them up. So they're my pickers for this week. I think it was a pretty good week for me. You know, most of the time I'm complaining because I can't win on nothing, don't hit on nothing. But it wasn't too bad of a week. But since we talked about what everybody, you know, normally like to hear, we're going to focus
on our Super. Hold on one second here, AJ. You never did tell us what your Fresh Kick Friday was there, sir. You just kind of skipped over yourself there.
Because, you know, sometimes I really don't know what I'm going to wear. But I think I'm going to put my me and one of my uncles, we do a lot of trading shoes back and forth around the holiday time. We get together with family. So, you know, Memorial Day had passed and we did it at his house. So I said, that's good. I get to go in his closet. So I found some LeBron James 16s, I think it is. Like white, they like white and black with a little red in it. And I was like, you ain't wore these. He was like, nah. I said, I think I'm gonna wear them for you. So I'll probably be in them. Cause he came over here and got a couple pair of shoes out of my crib on Mother's Day. So I said, you know, it's my turn to return the favor. So this will be LeBron James 16s. I wish I knew. It wasn't no certain name for them. So, but I think I'm gonna put them on because they look very, very clean. I'm like, you ain't wore these at all. So yeah, that's what I'll be me rocking on Friday. I think I was just so excited to talk about my Barclays. I kind of didn't, you know, I kind of skipped over that. You know, I was just so hype about it. I didn't know how to act when I
got it.
I told y'all I needed them.
Wow.
All right. Well, now since we done all that, we gonna sit back, talk with Chris, get to know a little bit about Chris. Hopefully, we can find out some things y'all didn't know about him, and I mean, we're probably gonna find out some things we don't know ourselves. So we're gonna sit back and just kind of just get to know my man. So don't be too scared now, Chris. We ain't gonna say nothing too crazy. I don't think.
I'm good. I'm an open book. I promise. I'm an open book.
All right. Good. I don't know who we're going to. Mark, you want to go ahead? I know you had something that you wanted to add. We were talking about earlier today at work.
Well, the first question I always like to ask everybody, Chris. Well, first, let me ask you this. Are you a sneakerhead or are you a sneaker enthusiast?
I would say I'm a sneakerhead. And, okay. And the reason I say that is because I've been in it a long time. I mean, I went to Bishop Ward High School, so we had some classic white, black, and red colorways. So all the Bulls colorways of J's back then. Then for a minute, I struggled with it because I got a big foot, so size 15 is not easy to come by in some sneakers.
Yacht game, Blaze, that you?
Yes. God bless you, child. God bless you on that journey.
Yeah, and then like, AJ's on here talking about he's got Barclays. I can't even pull off. My legs is too thin. The shoes look too big. Like that's, I can't even do that. But now I stay with it. And now I'm just fortunate to work at a school that's Nike sponsored. So I get a Nike Elite account and things like that, where I can get access to some things that, you know, you can't win on the sneakers app because nobody's winning on there. So
we don't want to talk about them.
Right. So as a follow-up, since we established that you are a sneakerhead, what was the first sneaker that made you fall in love with sneakers?
This is easy. I think the Jordan 10s. I love the hoop in them back in the day. I love all of his accomplishments on the bottom of the shoes. That was the sneaker that really made me fall in love with it. I can remember getting my first pair from East Bay and showing up to the crib and putting them right on and going to hoop with them. So I think that was the first shoe that really turned me on to sneakers. And then I just, you know, continued on from there.
I know. It's just an avalanche from there.
That 10 is one of my favorite shoes to hoop in too. So with that being said, like, what was like the first shoe that like you went and worked, you know, you went and worked hard for, like, I want this shoe so bad. I'm working these extra hours. I'm gonna stand in line at the mall to get them. Like, what was, do you remember that shoe that you went to, that shoe that you got?
You know, I think the first shoe that I like waited a long time for, was when Jays were doing packs, and it was the Olympic sixes and sevens. And I just thought, I love sixes. One of my favorites, and I love both those colorways. I think that's the shoe, the first one I really like waited out for. And then I think that's probably it. I would say it's probably that pack, the Olympic pack of 6 and 7. It was too good to pass up on. I was out there early. I mean, hours in advance. I was like the second or third person in line.
I remember them days. I be trying to tell people about them days. They be thinking like I'm making up something. I was like, nah, you had to really be there like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, just sitting at the door.
Oh yeah, and you were bringing food with you. Depending on the weather, you were layered up.
Yeah,
you were coming prepared for it.
Exactly.
That's a multiverse for these new sneakerheads, man. That's a multiverse for them. They don't know nothing about that.
The game has just completely changed, man. Like living in New York and seeing all the people with the sneakers on here, I'm like, the culture is just, it's flip-flopped completely.
So I know living out there, is it like you see a lot of stuff like earlier than like the normal, like on a release date?
You see a lot of stuff early, but you also just see like, every time a shoe comes out, you see so many people with it. That's why when stuff drops, I don't really wear it right away out here, because you're going to see so many people with the shoe, kids, adults, men, women. You know, you got so much diversity out here. Everybody got sneakers on. I promise you, I see 10 pairs of Panda Dunks every day. It doesn't matter if I'm just going from my house to work if I'm going into Manhattan and doing something. You're seeing all sorts of sneakers everywhere, but it's overcrowded with it at this point.
Yeah. Man, I can only imagine that. While we struggling to hit on dunks and you seeing dunks left and right.
Man, hell, he got sneaker passes up there, man. We don't know nothing about sneaker passes here in the Midwest.
Yeah, sneaker pass is basically impossible. You think it's hard to hit on the sneakers app? The pass, by the time you hit reserve and you click a store, it's already gone. Like, you got no shot. The only way I've gotten sneakers from a store out here for retail is there's like a low key Nike running store, and you would never think that they're going to have J's and stuff in there, but it has like some really nice gear wise, like Tech Fleece stuff you haven't seen come out before. A lot of cool, like just graphic tees that are like New York City themed, things like that, like casual wear pants and stuff that don't really release elsewhere. So I pop in there for that stuff. And one day, probably like the second time I ever went in there, they just had like the fire red fours on ice. So I got, me and wifey both got a pair for retail, just like I'm talking 3-4 weeks after they released. So now almost anytime I go into the city, if I'm up in the general vicinity of that area, we're popping in just to check it out, see what they got. You never know what they're going to have. So that's really the only way to get it. The sneaker pass, it doesn't really work out as well as people think.
I don't know nothing about sneaker pass. I just learned something new today then.
Man. So I got a basketball question here for you, Chris. So when you got to St. John's, you came in under Chris Mullin. How was that working with Chris Mullin when you very first came in there?
Man, it was awesome. It was awesome. You know, Molly is just a really down-to-earth dude, and he obviously has an abundance of knowledge from his playing career. The guys he was around, worked in front offices for a number of years. So between him and then, you know, Mitch Richmond was on our staff as well.
Oh, dang.
So between the two of them, I was literally just like a sponge, listening to their stories from when they were in the league. Listen, I mean, I was watching, I lived with two other guys on staff, and one day we're watching the Dream Team documentary, And Molly just pulls up to the house and it's like, what are you guys up to? And he comes in while the documentary is going on. He's telling us stories about the Dream Team. And it's just, I mean, you can't make that stuff up. Right. Just a genuine dude, a great dude to work for. You know, I don't think people give him enough credit for how good of a coach he was here, because, you know, he had some struggle years early on, ends up making the tournament his last year. We make the first four. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had our ups and downs, but he could really coach. He knows ball. It's just all the other stuff that was difficult, you know, all mm-hmm. the other stuff that goes into coaching college. But as far as player development and X's and O's, that staff was big time. We had another guy on staff, Greg St. Jean, who's now he's the fourth assistant for the Mavericks. And he was on our staff at the time. His dad was an NBA head coach, an NBA GM, and he'd known Molly forever. And he was a big time player development guy. He had come from the Kings, worked as player development for the Kings. And so between the three of them, big time recruiter, and Matt Abdel-Massey, who was at Iowa State recruiting all the transfers there, we had a great staff. A lot of fun to be around those guys.
All right, that's dope. So we're sticking with basketball. When he was at KU, and I remember this. I know you remember the game, but I remember watching it on TV. So the game that you suited up, they got you in the game. Like, what was that? What was that feeling? Because I mean, I may talk about KU a lot, but I know it's a storied university, and being inside the fog is like, it's a feeling that you can't imagine. It's like, what did it feel like, you know, putting that jersey on, checking in, like playing in that game?
You know, obviously being from Kansas City, growing up a Kansas fan, for me, I was just grateful to be around the program, be involved. I was practicing every day. Coach Self just surprised me one day. It was like 2 days before the game. He surprised me and said, hey, you know, what does this program mean to you? And I told him it means the world to me. Grew up a fan, you know, just grateful for it, whatever. And he was like, what would it mean to suit up? And for me, that was special. You know, I was for 2 days, I barely slept just thinking about it. You know, family was excited, things like that. Yeah. And then when it came time for the game, it was just surreal. I mean, I had been to games. I'd worked so many games, been around the team. But to be on the other side of it, to come out, warm up, all that stuff was crazy. And then to check in the game, and, you know, it was late in the game. We were up by like 9 or something like that, playing TCU at the time. And for them to scream and yell for you was just a different feeling. I mean, I've been to a lot now, having been to a bunch of other places outside of the Big 12 and things like that, it's hard to find any place that compares. We played at Indiana this year. It was really loud, but Allen Field was just a different level of loud. To be on that side of it was pretty special.
No, I'm about to say it just gives me chills. I mean, I don't watch many games. I've been to games. I'm just like that. I don't know. Just something about that place is just amazing to be at.
Yeah. It's, I always tell people it definitely does give you the chills every time. And, you know, just being from Kansas City and being able to play there and now work home games at Madison Square Garden and coach in Madison Square Garden, I don't think you can get too much better than that. Very fortunate.
Go ahead, AJ.
You go ahead.
Oh, nah. Well, because, you know, I don't know Coach A, but I remember Coach A back in his Mizzou days. You know, when Leo was there, I used to be around Mizzou all the time and watch Coach A. And I've been to a few practices, and they was, like, very, like, intense-wise. Like, how is he still, like, that intensity kind of a coach, or that you think that he, like, kind of chilled out now that he's getting kind of, you know, been around for a while?
I don't think there's any chill in Coach A. I mean, he's a Nolan Richardson disciple, man. Yeah. You know, Coach Anderson doesn't call up 40 minutes of hell anymore. He, you know, he doesn't really have a label for how we play, but it's never changed. Practices are the same way. It doesn't matter if we have a kid who's probably going to get drafted, kid Julian Champagne, who was really good for us, second leading scorer in the Big East. He can really go. It doesn't matter if you're him or a walk-on. Every day is the same. We're going to come out and we're going to get after in practice. We could be 25 games into the year and we're going full court up and down nonstop. And a lot of coaches aren't doing that. But it plays into how we play. It trains our guys to kind of play through mistakes and continue to play fast. There's no slowing down, Coach Anderson. He's in his 60s now. He still works out like crazy himself. So he's not going to slow down on his players.
That's good.
Yeah, man, that's pretty much what I was going to ask too. I was going to ask about Coach Anderson there. But another question for you. So when you got to, you know, the Red Storm there, you guys were an Under Armour school. How did you feel about it when you guys transitioned back to a Nike school? Because I know you guys were a Nike school before, and then you were an Under Armour school, then you came back to Nike. So were you, as a sneakerhead, were you excited, like, yes, we're going back to Nike? Like, yes, there's going to be some exclusive stuff I can get that is exclusive to just our school.
Yeah, I would definitely say I was excited. You know, I had never been with Under Armour before. Santa Clara was, you know, Kansas was Adidas, Santa Clara was Nike, even though it was a lower level of Nike, we were still getting some decent stuff. And Under Armour, it wasn't as bad as I anticipated it being. You know, we got a lot of the Curries, we got a ton of stuff when we were Under Armour. Like, we got a lot of apparel, and it was good stuff. But there's nothing like Nike, especially when it comes to, you know, wear around shoes. Under Armour had nice hoop shoes. Nike's got nice hoop shoes now. But the wear around shoes, being able to get Dunks and Air Max and different things like that from the team. And then plus getting, like I mentioned earlier, you know, we get a Nike Elite account, which, you know, you get a certain amount of money to spend on there, and you're paying retail price for stuff. But a lot of times, you're able to access it. You know, when stuff drops on the sneakers app, it usually drops on Nike Elite the same day, or sometimes it drops on Nike Elite a day earlier. So I'm able to get stuff on there that I can't get on the sneakers app. So that to me is the biggest game changer. I've been able to, and there'll just be, sometimes there's stuff that just drops on there that Nike may have in excess that they put on Nike Elite that didn't even release this year. Like, I've got some stuff on there that that didn't even release. So it's been good.
All right. So you got how was being in Philadelphia? And because I didn't know that till you told me about, like, how was it being part of that organization, and how was it like living in Philly with the NBA, like with an NBA team?
So my time in Philly was actually pretty brief. Pretty brief. I was there. So I went there straight after Kansas. I was supposed to be there for a full year, basketball operations assistant, which is basically like entry-level NBA position, almost like an internship, lower-level position. Mm-hmm. I was probably there 3 weeks or so. I had really just gotten settled in, and we were at training camp, and I got a call from Kerry Keating, who was the Santa Clara coach at the time, and he leaves a voicemail, but I'm at training camp with the Sixers, so I'm just bouncing around, trying to continue to prove myself, trying to be around the guys and help how I can. And Lloyd Pierce, who was on the Sixers staff at the time, eventually became the Hawks head coach there for a while. Great dude, great coach. Lloyd comes up to me and he's like, "Hey, man, you're going to take that job at Santa Clara." And I was like, "I don't know what you're talking about." he's like, "Kerry Keating called me. He said he called you and he's going to offer you a job as video coordinator." And I was like, "Coach, he left me a voicemail. He told me he wanted to speak about a job opportunity. He didn't tell me he was offering me anything. He didn't tell me what it was." Well, Lloyd was a Santa Clara alum. He played there with Steve Nash. It was close to his heart. Oh, yeah. He was like, you know, these NBA spots, you never know if you're going to be able to stay on here. It might be good to go get full-time experience. You can always try and bounce back to the league. So my time with the Sixers was brief. I think the best thing I learned about that was just how much those guys work on their craft. Cause I was there kind of right after summer league leading into training camp. And we had guys who were trying to make our roster, that were on summer league deals, things like that. The best one that I can point out is we had Scottie Wilbekin and TJ McConnell who were battling for that last spot. And those dudes were working out like twice a day. Even when most of the guys who were guaranteed contracts weren't around, those two guys were working out twice a day, just trying to prove themselves, prepare themselves for training camp. So seeing how pros work and really hone their craft. I mean, I had been around pros at Kansas and guys would come back in the summertime, but it's different when you're on that cusp and you're trying to make it. And then also just seeing some of the older guys, you know, and some of the guys who we had Al Jefferson who was coming to training camp with us, you know, guys like that who, you know, they had already been in the league for so long, but how they come in every day and work, how they take care of their body, how they eat, things like that. And then just how the coaches operate, man, it's just a different level of IQ and things like that. The basketball IQ for NBA head coaches. And I mean, Brett Brown was in the office every day at like 5:30 getting a workout in 6 o'clock. So he was really working at it. he would be in there doing all sorts of stuff. It was just seeing that work ethic is really what kind of changed my mindset towards a lot of things.
So with you being coaching at different places, like what's that one player that sticks out in your mind? Like, I really enjoy coaching this player, or is it multiple players, or just somebody that you like, I really enjoy coaching him, and I'm glad like he kept going and, you know, stuck with what he with basketball, or I mean stuck with anything doing good in life, like in general. What's that player that sticks out?
I'm really close with the kid Julian Champagne, so he's definitely up there in the gym with him a lot the last 3 years. Just seeing him go from a kid who was gonna go to prep school. His twin brother committed to Pitt, was going to Pitt. Jules was going to go to prep school, decided like in the middle of May that he was going to come to St. John's. Just works his tail off. He ends up like averaging 9 and 6 his freshman year. And then that summer going into sophomore year, we just worked. Like I'm talking about nonstop. And he comes out his sophomore year and he averages 20 and 6. And just seeing that progression and being a part of it. We got really close through that. And then there was a ton of guys. I mean, I've worked with a lot of really good dudes, but there's a couple guys under Bolin that I lived in the gym with and really enjoyed. I actually had Tariq Owens, who, if you guys remember, he transferred from us to Texas Tech and helped them get to the national championship.
Yeah, okay.
He was in the gym with me today. Really enjoy him. Marvin Clark, who's from Kansas City, played for us, played at Michigan State and then played for us here at St. John's. He's still playing overseas right now. Marv and I spent a lot of time in the gym, super, super close. And just seeing somebody from home thrive is always good. Justin Simon was in that kind of same group of workout guys. And Justin's now won Defensive Player of the Year in Australia. He actually took the spot of LaMelo Ball when LaMelo went to the NBA. Justin took the spot on his team, the Hawks. And then he was in Germany this year and he won Defensive Player of the Year in that league too. So just seeing those guys go on and be successful, that to me is what it's all about. Just trying to help them be as good as they can be and staying in touch with them, getting them in the gym when they come through New York, things like that. The relationships is what really, really is important. It's why I got into coaching.
Yeah, all right. I was going to ask that too, but you answered that part. All right.
I got a couple questions. Yeah. Out of the schools that you worked at, and I'm including KU, what's the nicest sneaker you got from KU, Santa Clara, and now St. John's? What's the nicest sneaker you got from those three?
You know, when we were Adidas, like it was when I was at Kansas, it was really before Yeezys had gotten going. Uh-huh. So we weren't getting it like that. Like they got it now. Like I was at the Final Four this year. It's a coaches convention. But I was down there and I'm visiting with the Kansas staff and I was seeing the stuff they were getting while they were at the Final Four. These guys are getting Yeezy slides and Yeezy runners and things. And I'm like, man, like Ultra Boost was just coming around. So like we were lucky to, like, I was happy getting some D Rose hoop shoes and stuff like that. Like we had some nice stuff, but nothing crazy. I think Ultra Boost was really the nicest sneaker we got at Kansas, but we were just getting, the thing about Kansas, we were just getting a lot. Like we were getting a ton of stuff. Santa Clara, you know, Santa Clara had just gone from Adidas to Nike when I got there. And Nike basically, they flooded them with stuff, but it was just stuff. It wasn't anything like crazy. I mean, the best walk-around shoe I probably got was like a pair of Flyknit racers, which at the time they were pretty popular, super comfortable, super light. But other than that, like we got some Air Max 90s, stuff like that. Nothing crazy. Hoop shoes wise, we got a couple pairs of LeBrons. I'd say that's probably the best hoop shoe we got there. St. John's, you know, it's crazy. We as a Nike school, we couldn't even get our hands on St. John's dunks for our program. Yeah, it's named after our school. That's how tight Nike is with stuff. Now we've gotten some dunks, like we've gotten some like different colorways dunks, things like that, but we haven't gotten that. So I, you know, maybe some dunks, some Air Max, nothing crazy wear around wise. We get a lot of nice hoop shoes. You know, right now I like the Kyries, I like the Giannis's. But nothing like it's not what people expect when you're like, yeah, I'm at St. John's. Like everyone expected the other day when the high top St. John's dunks came out. Everyone was hitting me like, yo, is the team getting any extra? I'm like, we ain't even getting a single pair, let alone extra. Like, it's just not like that. I was lucky enough to get a pair of the low top St. John's Dunks through like a sneaker plug I have up here, but that was really it. Nothing from the team that's too crazy.
I got you. I'll throw in a basketball question since I threw in a sneaker question. What advice, because I coach high school basketball, and so what advice would you give high school players basketball? What advice would you give them with aspirations wanting to go to Division I? There's a lot of divisions. Obviously, people want to go Division I or nothing. At least that's how I thought. So what aspirations or what kind of advice would you give high schoolers about aspirations to becoming Division I players?
I think the biggest thing, and this is what I tell everybody who asks me this question, is it's not all about scoring. Everybody thinks that that's what it comes down to. The only way I'm going to go D1 is if I can put the ball in the bucket. And it's so far from that. It's so far from that, because we're at the point now with recruiting the way it is and everything. You can watch so many. I could watch 10 games a day of a kid if I really wanted to, and I could overanalyze his game. But it's not all about scoring. The thing that we recruit most is, are you going to play hard? Are you going to make winning plays? So like, you know, the extra pass, diving on loose balls, are you boxing your man out? Are you engaged on both ends of the court? And then the last thing is like body language and being a good teammate. I know those are two totally separate things, but they go so much hand in hand.
True.
Like we watch, it's amazing. You start watching a kid, you're recruiting him, and man, he looks great. And then he comes to the bench and he doesn't high five a single person. He sits away from his teammates on the bench, or you have guys who his team's getting smacked, but he's still running his mouth because he got a couple buckets here and there. Like, it's not like those are trash buckets. No one's even trying to guard you right now because they're killing you. So I think kids just need to understand that it's not all about scoring. I know so many kids want to go D1. That's everybody's dream. Mm-hmm. But we look at so much more than like how many points a game. Are you creating for others? Are you doing the little things to help your team win? Things like that. Man, it's so much bigger than just scoring the basketball.
I learned something new. I thought it was all about buckets. That's all I knew was buckets.
That's all we care about. I was gonna say, we do know you don't play defense. So
for sure,
I was first team zone. What you mean, man? We got four of the players for. I'm first team zone. I got four of the players play defense. They box out and rebound, kick it to me. I'm scoring. I'm
Jesus.
Oh.
I see what my problem was. Now I wouldn't. I felt like I was making winning plays. I was making a winning basket, but I wouldn't. I can't get my jersey there. Ain't diving on the floor. Scrape my elbow. I ain't doing all that. But you got that's what role players for. That's their job. But you see where I'm at. You see where I'm at now. You see, I didn't learn though. I was taught wrong.
That's a role player's role. Oh goodness, you should have played tennis or golf or something. You should have went with them individual sports.
Nah, I feel like if I drop 30, I did my job. Everybody else, they supposed to do their part.
Yikes.
anybody got anything else y'all want to ask or anything else y'all want to know?
Here I got a fun one for you, Chris. So rock, stock, or drop here. Ooh. So we got the OG Jordan 10s, the red, black, and white joints. We got the Bulls over Broadway 10s, and let's throw in a Concord 11 there. Which one you rocking, which one you stocking, which one you drop?
I'm gonna stock the Concords. I think I'm gonna rock the Broadways, and I'm gonna drop the other ones, man. I think I don't know why I like the Broadways.
Man, that's fair. That's an awesome sneaker. That mug is fire.
All right, that all is.
So, because it's in Blaze's Holy Grail. That's why he likes that sneaker. That's why. Come on. Man's got good taste.
All right, well, hey, that's good. Hey, that's good. We got to know some things. I got to know some things I didn't know. I hope y'all got to learn some things. I hope you kids that's out there listening, hey, hustle. You know, do winning plays. Don't be out here trying to score all the buckets. It ain't all that important. I ain't gonna say all that important, but you know, they looking for more than just that. So, all right, let's go into we're going into gifts now. We're gonna jump right into it. All right, let's jump right into gifts. Marco, I think, hold on, who started?
It's mine. I got it. Gifts, ladies and gentlemen, gifts. One of our staples in here. And so I'm going to lead off, batter off, you know, shout out to the Yankees since Chris is in New York, the Yankees, exactly. So I'm going to lead off with this one. This one right here is the AMA, I don't know how to pronounce, Manair. Is that Manair, Marco? Is that Black Ranger? How you say that?
I'm on Meneer
Retro 2s. And so they released June 1st. And so on AMA's website, good luck with that. That was a total L for me this morning to be exact. But I'm going to keep it moving on with there. So they're going to release June 3rd on sneakers, and they will be exclusive access. So I said good luck about the AMA website. Good luck with on sneakers too as well with these sneakers right here. It's a dope, lovely sneaker. Basically, it is polished in white, black, and burgundy. Black on the shoestrings, the inner of the sock, and also at the bottom of the sneaker, it has a lizard texture, a python texture, whatever you see fit with that. And so it's black around that. What do you got to say, Black Ranger? What's going on?
Hey, you sounding like Marco with these good things. That's all that was.
My bad, you know what I'm saying? I'm in my baggery, you know what I'm saying? So when you get to the black, talked about the black, mainly all white around the sneaker. Forgot to mention black on the tongue as well. It's a little outliner where it says Air Jordan with the ball, gives us the icon, the design symbol of it. And so mainly white around the sneaker, all of the sneaker. And then when you get to the burgundy, you get to the back of it. Basically polished retro AJ2. Perspective in that nature. And so on the back of it is burgundy. It has white. It also has the black Nike sign behind the retro two. And so all around, overall, dope sneaker. I like it. This would be, I would say, out of the three, because they came out in the ones, the threes, and the twos, I would say after the ones, I would say in my mind, this is better than the threes. So we can fight about that if you want to. For the simple fact is that I like that lizard, that python leather at the bottom of it. I think it's dope. And so if I was to go into that, I would say the ones, the retro ones, the twos, and then the threes when it comes with the AMAs. And so that's what I roll with. I gotta have them. I really don't care about the price point. I doubt I get them, but I also thought about that when the Kobe's too, with the Sweet 16 Kobe's, they came out with EA too. So I would definitely have my phone locked in on the 3rd of June for these. And so it's a gotta have them for me. And so I'll throw it on to our guests. Chris, what do you think about these AMA 2s, retro 2s? What's your thoughts on these? Do you got to have them? Are they trash? Do you flip them or are they sleep for cheap?
I think I would probably flip them. I do like them. I like the colorway. I appreciate the fact that it goes with just about everything. So it's a nice summertime shoe that goes with everything. I like the 2s for sure. So I like them, but I'd probably flip them. I don't think I'd rock just that pair. But I actually would agree with you, Blaze, that I do think they're better than the threes. I know that's probably up for argument, but I like them a little bit better than I like the threes. So yeah, that's solid. That's solid.
I love it. He needs to be a continuing guest on the show because he's got great taste. I might say, AJ, you did a good job with this one. I like it. And speaking of AJ, Black Ranger, what do you think about this too? You got your thoughts on these?
I'm with Chris. I got to flip them. The only reason I got to flip them because I feel like the resale value is going to be probably almost double probably than what it is when I got them. So I don't ever hit, but you know, hey, I'm gonna have my phone in my hand, you know, just to take my L, you know. It just, and I'm getting used to it now. So, but I definitely believe it's a clean shoe, definitely a good summertime shoe. So I'll be in it with, you know, with my high socks on or something. So, but it's definitely gonna be a flip for me. So, Margo, what about you?
It's a flip for me too. I do like the detail on it, with the crack, like suede leather on the upper there on the white part. The python on the midsole. Our mama near is a nice touch on the heel of the sneaker there as well. But yeah, I would rather have the unions personally. If I got these, they'd be trade bait for the unions for me. So yeah, that's what it is for me. They a flip.
I like them. I
love them. They're certified across the board.
I think Blaze said he gotta have.
No, Blaze gotta have. Blaze, you got messing up.
I would messing up. I gotta have. I'll destroy that train real quick. I gotta have them. So these joints is fire. So Marco, what the people say about them?
So to give y'all what the people said about these, I can't get it on my screen. 48% of people said gotta have them. 24% of people said trash. Oh no, excuse me. 24% of people said flip them. 16% of people said trash, and 12% of people said sleep for cheap. So it just kind of trickled on down,
right,
as we rolled through that one there. But yeah, you know, some people feeling those, some people not. To give y'all the next sneaker on the list, it is actually coming from me.
Yes,
it is going to be the Air Max One Casinas. So there's actually two of these dropping this week. First one is going to be described by me, of course. It's dropping on 6/8. Don't actually have a price point on them. I'm guessing since it's an Air Max One, it's going to be somewhere in between like that 120 to 150 price range. That's usually what Air Max Ones land at. But you got like this teal leather in like the toe. You got like a gray suede going through like the toe box, going all the way back to the heel of the sneaker. You got like this crazy, like it looks like almost like a faux fur right here in like the mid panel of the sneaker. You got a white leather swoosh on the outer medial, and then you have like that green teal on the inner medial. You got a cream sock liner, cream midsole. You got a swoosh with a little flower right there on it. Cause these are supposed to resemble, I think it's like some kind of Asian ducks that they're supposed to resemble. I can't remember the exact description when I read it earlier, but it's supposed to resemble something that has to do with ducks. So that makes sense when you look at the colors. It does kind of resemble a duck when you look at it. But very dope sneaker. I'm definitely going to shoot my shot. I don't know if they're actually something that I'm going to keep. I mean, they are exclusive, so it's something that you probably want to keep. But at the same time, if I get an offer on Trade Block that's enticing, they might be a flip. So I'm going to say gotta have them for now just because they are fire. But it also might be a flip. But yeah. I'm gonna throw it over to Chris. What you think of these, man?
I actually think I think I gotta have them. I like the colorway. I just think it's like a springtime, summertime colorway. Goes with a lot of different things. Plus, it's a low top, some neutral colors. I think I gotta have them. Shoot my shot at them for sure.
Okay. Blaze, what's your thoughts, sir?
I would flip them. They're a dope sneaker. I would, just like what Chris said, I pretty much like everything about it. But there's some coming on that I would gotta have over these. And so if I would have them in my hands, I would definitely flip these for something else. And so they are some young Dolphs for me. So Black Ranger, what's your thoughts on these?
I'm sleep for cheap for me. Now, I know it's probably, you know, unpopular answer for that, but because, you know, that color just kind of, it is a real, like, neutral, like, kind of chill color. You know, I like to stand out. I like my colors to be a little bright. So these gonna be a sleep for cheap for me, which I know ain't gonna happen. But I ain't something that I don't even think I would want to flip it or anything. Like if somebody really wanted, they need to have it. So these gonna be a sleep for cheap for me.
Okay. Well, to give y'all what the people said about these, real quick here. 33% of people said gotta have them. 17% of people said flip them. 28% of people said trash. 22% of people said sleep for cheap. So, you know, not an overwhelming amount of people that are going after those there. But to give y'all the next sneaker on the list, that's actually going to come from the Black Ranger here. So we'll go ahead and pull that up. It's the other half of the Casina pack, and we'll go ahead and hand it over to the Black Ranger.
Yes, sir. Like Marco said, the Nike Air Max 1 Casina. I'm glad you said it again because I was going to mess it up. Part of the other pair. And this is a pair that I like. You got the burgundy in the front of the toe box, and with the orange coming around it. You got I guess we're gonna call it like a hunter. Can I say hunter green for that? Maybe a hunter green color on it with the burgundy towards the back of it, with like a, I want to say like it's a navy maybe look on the back of it. White laces on it. You got your white midsole with it. I want to say it's white. Definitely love the colors in this one. Feel like the colors kind of stand out a lot more. I feel like it's something that I gotta have. I feel like this is more like that summertime shoe. Like, I'm like, you're gonna see me outside and it's gonna, I'm at the picnic with it. With you know, what they call them shorts now, that I'm 5 something strong in these shorts. So,
with them hoochie daddy shorts.
There we go. You know,
that's hoochie daddy.
I tell people I'm 5 something strong. This ain't nothing new to me. So you new folks in these hoochie daddy shorts. Now some of y'all a little too short with them. I don't worry. I'm gonna tell y'all, I worry about y'all. Y'all gotta. I don't know about some of these shorts. They supposed to just show some thigh, not all thigh. It's a difference, y'all. So know the difference. You know?
It might show a third thigh. Pause. Hey, you got to be more careful. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta wear the right compression you know boxes underneath those, because if you got a significant other, they ain't gonna let you run around without them.
Nike makes 2-in-1s. There's 2-in-1s out there.
I definitely
that boy, they're smart. 2-in-1. Yeah,
but I definitely wear my right compression, you know, pants underneath mine, because you know you got significant other, they ain't gonna let you out the house like that. It's kind of like gray sweats in the wintertime. It's just certain things you just can't do. But you can get away with the right compression shorts underneath these when you with your short shorts or what hoochie daddy shorts, whatever they want to call
them. Hoochie daddies.
You know, shout out to
I'm not calling them hoochie daddy shorts. I'm not gonna do that, Marco.
Hoochie daddy.
Chris, what you gonna call them?
I just got a pair of 5-inch shorts, but I'm not calling them a hoochie daddy shorts. I'm just not going to do that. As a man, I can't call myself a hoochie. I can't do it.
Well, because
I ain't gonna lie to you. First on the shorts front, yo, the Lululemon shorts is a game changer. The Lululemon shorts is where it's at, man. I know y'all think I'm crazy, but
he's right.
We get like a 25% off discount for being a coach at, so Lululemon gives you a discount, so it makes it affordable for somebody like me. So I love the Lululemon shorts. As far as the sneakers go, I don't like this one as much. I usually like bright colors and stuff, but I think it might just do a little too much for me.
All right. You ain't gonna call it trash. You gonna say it's a sleeper cheap.
I ain't gonna call it trash, but it just ain't me. It ain't me.
Nah. I need to find out who this Lululemon. I need to find out who they are too. That sounds like somebody to try out. I'm out here trying to learn something new. They short shorts, I'm all for it. These thighs are gonna be out this summer.
Oh Lord.
But shoot, they need some sun too.
Am I going? Okay. Yeah, these are another flippers for me. I think these are better than the first ones we went through. I like the colorway a little bit better than the first ones, but these are another flipper for me. And so, yes, flip these into some 5-inch Hoochie Daddy shorts. Yes, Lord. Get about three of them now. But these are a flip. These are a flipper. Exactly. But yeah, we could get into that. So, yeah, I would say okay. That. Black Ranger, you already said your thoughts about these, my friend.
Yeah, you good, Marco. What about you?
For me, I personally like these better than the gray ones. I gave these to AJ because originally I picked both of these as my sneaker of the week. These to AJ so they have something to describe this week. But you know, that's beside the point. But yeah, these I like these a little bit better. They pop a little bit more to me, and I like things that pop. So, you know, these are definitely a gotta have them for me. Definitely shoot my shot. I think they're going to be pretty exclusive, though, to try and get these. I don't even know if they releasing on Sneakers App, because there really isn't much release information on these. So it's probably going to be pretty tough to get these. They probably going to skyrocket in resale price, just like the Travis Scott Air Max ones did after this past week. I think all three of those are reselling for like about $400 or something like that. It's ridiculous.
46.
Man, it's crazy. Which I want those Saturn gold ones. I like those all yellow Travis Scott Air Max ones. Which, side note, people always try to act like Travis Scott was the first person to do the backward swoosh, but let us not discredit Dennis Rodman, who also had the backward swoosh. Let us not forget about Dennis Rodman for doing the backward swoosh way before Travis Scott ever did it. But anyway, that's beside the point. These are gotta have them for me. So yeah. Moving on to what the people said.
I thought you about to skip. I said, hold on now.
No. Moving on to what the people said about these. 39% of people said gotta have them. 22% of people said flip them, 28% of people said trash, and 11% of people said sleep for cheap on these. So, you know, it's quite a few people feeling those, you know. Anybody want to volunteer as tribute for the description of the next sneaker? Because this wasn't anybody's pick of the week here, but I mean, I can describe it if y'all want me to, or if somebody else wants to volunteer and describe it.
I don't know why you want us to, why you volunteer people. You know, good and well, can't nobody describe a sneaker like Marco Freeman can.
To give y'all the next sneaker on the list, this one is dropping on 6/10. This is going to be dropping on the NikeCraft.com website. It's going to be the Tom Sachs and Nike Craft collab. It is the general purpose shoe. It's going to be $110. The advertising for this one was a picture of the shoe that was beat, not in, you know, dead stock condition, but beat already. Looked like somebody had been running through the mud and through dirt, dust and everything. And below it, it said boring, which honestly, this sneaker is boring. it is featuring like this brown midsole here. You also have a black outsole, which kind of features kind of like that waffle type of outsole. If you look at it, has a white swoosh going through the medial. You have like this canvas or mesh going through the whole upper for the most part. And then you have hints of suede going like through the toe box, the heel, and through like the eyelets right here around the laces. You got pull tabs that are accented in blue. On the heel and on the tongue, you got the traditional Nike logo with the black lettering and the orange swoosh. And you even have a little blue lace loop right there on the tongue as well. And then, like I said, the colors on the shoe are pretty basic. You got black, brown, white, cream, and a beige color, and then hints of blue there. One thing I will say about Tom Sachs, his sneakers flip for a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So in that case, these won't be trash for your boy. These are going to be flippers, because I will try to grab these and trade them for a gaggle of shit, because these are probably going to flip for $500-$600 at only $110. That is a great investment.
Lord.
So the other Tom Sachs sneakers out there are reselling for like $1,500, $1,700, something crazy like that, way more than what they probably should be for what type of sneaker they are. But yeah, these are a flipper for me. Chris, what you think of these, man?
You know, I actually like the basicness of them. I know they're super simple, but I mean, that flip price gonna be crazy. So I'm gonna have to say I gotta flip them, especially if I can get them in a bigger size. You're gonna make so much off of them. I think you got to. Mm-hmm. I like the other Tom Sachs way more. Oh, way, yeah. Way more.
Oh yeah. Yes, sir. AJ, what's your thoughts?
I don't know nothing about this guy, but the way this is talking about flipping, I feel like I'm an investment. Don't give me a good investment and try to get my young Dolph, Lil Flip, whoever else got a flip in their name. I'm flipping them. I'm hold on. I feel like you got to hold on to them for a while. If I hold on to them for about a year or two, then I feel like it probably the profit of it should go up more. But what's crazy is though, I do kind of like how simple it is. I feel like I would rock it on like just a simple like casual day. Like it feel like something you can just really be comfortable in. But this flip value the way it is that the other one was. So we're gonna flip this. Blaze, what about you?
Yeah, I guess I'll end it all with the flipping. Tom Sachs. Tom Sachs is his name. Who is this? It might as well be Tom Saxophone, because I'll sure be singing them dollar sign notes with the flippery. But then, you know what I'm saying? I do like the simplicity about them. They look like some mountain shoes, like some mountain climbing shoes or whatever. But man, shoot, if you're going to pay, they're basically dunk prices, high dunk prices that you can flip on, go for $100, $120, and you end up $400, so you end up with like $300 in your pocket. And so yeah, I gotta flip these, man, no doubt. Shout out to you, Tom Sachs, if I can get my hands on it. Yes, Lord.
Yeah, so that's a certified flip on these guys. Certified flipper. It's our first one of the season, first one we actually all have agreed on. So and to give y'all what the people said about these, you had 18% of people said gotta have them. 23% of people said flip them. 36% of people said trash. And 23% of people said sleeper cheap. I'll tell you what, people don't know how much these are flipping for it, because they don't know about these. So you know, shout out to the people that don't know, but get your hands on these. You just caught a gem right there. So that's all I'm gonna say.
Just say you're welcome. If you get your hands on, you know nothing about them until today. You're welcome, y'all. Just want y'all to know.
Exactly. Blaze, I'm gonna let you actually do the description on this last sneaker here in Gifts, because this was a sneaker that you said you actually liked the other day. So I'm gonna let you go ahead and take away the floor on these right here.
I got you. So these right here are coming out on the 10th of June, and these are the Hello Kitty in the Nike Presto. So Nike Presto, which is a very comfortable sneaker, it basically models after the icon Hello Kitty. And so as you guys can see, it is made primarily around the sneaker in the, you can say, light blue, powdered blue, however you guys see fit with that. It basically has the icon symbol of Hello Kitty all around the sneaker. And so whether with the kitty's face on the front of the sneaker with the Nike sign in front of it, anywhere around it from the outsoles or whatnot. And so it symbolizes the Hello Kitty and what she stands for in that nature. And so you can see with the shoestrings are all white with the red tips, nothing wrong with that. On the tongue of it is the famous bow of Hello Kitty. So it's a red bow on the tongue, and also on the Nike box, as we can see up here, it's also symbolizes the iconic symbol of Hello Kitty, which is the red bow. And if you would flip on the back of the sneaker, it has a picture or a I would say like a doodle of a face of the Hello Kitty with the bow on top of it. And so on the back of it, there's another Hello Kitty sign with that. And so with the whiskers and all about that. So the sneaker overall comes in this iconic box, in this lovely box. The sneaker is worth $140. And so this sneaker, I am very torn about. It comes out in sizes from size 4 to 14. So it's definitely teasing me here. And I have a couple questions. First of all, this is the first sneaker that I would buy for my daughter and myself. And so that's kind of weird to say. And I would say with these that I got to have them. And why do I feel less masculine with these that I got to have them? Should I say I'm real metrosexual? I mean, like, I feel real good about my sexuality. I'm married with 3 kids, so I have no problem with my sexuality. But why do I feel some type of way about it? Is because it is 2022. I don't want to get off in a tangent because I'll do that. But Prestos, Hello Kitties, I got to have them. I'll just put that out there for you guys. So I'm definitely going to be shooting my shot on these. So this is an interesting sneaker that I'll bring about. And so, Boss Man, tell me your thoughts about this Nike Presto, this Hello Kitty. And what do you think about it? Whether you got to have them or not is not really your concern. I'm just telling you how a brother feel.
They would be a flip for me personally. If I was grabbing them for my wife and my daughter, I'd probably say they're asleep for cheap for me. Nothing that I would go after immediately at the initial price point. But they would be a flip for me just because I am hearing, you know, rumors and whispers that these are going to flip for a significant amount of money. So, you know, for that reason, they'd be a flip for your boy. Lots of detail though on it. I give them a chef's kiss for yes. the detail that they did with the box there. You know, just a good collab overall as far as the sneaker goes, but just nothing that I gotta have personally. I'm not into cats or Hello Kitty or none of that stuff. So, you know, nothing personally I would have to have. I get why you would say you would get these for yourself to match with your daughter, so that makes sense. But for me personally, no, it's a flip for your boy. AJ, what's your thoughts?
I'm into some Hello Kitty, but not that Hello Kitty. Long time ago, like Blaze would say. long time ago, I was into Hello Kitty.
Okay, then.
But besides that point, I'm kind of with you on that, Blaze. It's like I kind of want them, but it's like I don't need them. But I just, maybe because it's just a Presto and I like the look of a Presto, and
yes,
just with that Hello Kitty is probably just something that's just gonna stand out. And it's just like they're gonna look at me like, why is this big black man running around some Hello Kitty shoes? And I'm like, I ain't got no kids and that and that. But still, you know, it don't matter. If I like it, what you say? If you like it, buy it. It's my money. I'm gonna spend it how I want. I work hard for my money. So, but I'm gonna have to say sleep for cheap, but just because I feel like, I don't know why Presto prices is going up. I swear I thought it used to be like $100, $110 like at the most. So maybe because, but the box is, you know, the box is amazing. And I'm talking about the Nike box, not Hello Kitty, the Nike box that it comes in. Just want to clear that up. you know, I don't want people getting the wrong thought, you know. So I like the details in it, and this is gonna be a sleeper cheap for me. So if you stick around for a little while, I might pick a pair. It's a good summertime shoe for sure. Chris, what about you? What you think about it?
I mean, obviously, Blaze said it doesn't come out in a 15. That's what you said, right, Blaze?
Yes, sir. It come out in the highest is a 14. Sorry, my bad. Yeah, that's true.
So that eliminates me.
There it is.
Now I will say, I'm not a Hello Kitty fan, but I guarantee they're going to flip well. And the reason I say that is because Hello Kitty is huge, not just here in the States for kids, but in Asian culture, Hello Kitty is like a big deal.
Yeah.
If you can get your hands on a smaller size, that thing's probably going to flip really, really well. You got a unique box, unique colorway. I mean, I can't remember Presto doing any sort of collab like this. And I don't know that Nike's done a Hello Kitty collab before. So I think you're gonna get your money's worth if you can get your hands on a pair and flip them.
No doubt.
Marco, what the people say?
So to give y'all what the people said about those, 29% of people said gotta have them. An astounding 43% of people said flip them. 19% of people said trash, and 10% of people said sleep for cheap. So, you know, a lot of people are feeling the flip on those guys right there. Yeah. So that's going to do it for gifts this week. We do have one stinker sneaker. Does anybody want to go ahead and describe that one, or y'all want me to do it?
Oh, gosh. Ugh.
You want to do the stinker sneaker?
We want to talk about some trash, because, you know, I want to call. Do I need to call Deffenbaugh to help me out with this?
Here you go, Black Ranger, you take it away.
Whatever New York trash company called out there, call them too for this, because this I don't know what's going on. We got the Yeezy basketball. How did we start? All right, I guess we're gonna say it's a blue. Got some gray in it. This midsole is that like a grayish,
like a tan? I call it
boo boo. But the fool. I don't know what's going on with this high black ankle support thing you got on there. The shoe, if anybody's getting a good visual, the shoe is just, I don't know what Yeezy's on sometimes. I really feel like if anybody plays basketball on this, like your ankles are just going to fall apart. Like there's no way you can make any lateral movement in this shoe. I don't see how it's possible. It's very hard to describe. I don't know how do you describe I don't want to say, you know what, we're going to say it. I don't know how you describe shit and make it sound good, but this is what it is. This I don't know what was going on in the Yeezy marketing team and the branding team, whoever put this together. If Yeezy has something to do with this, he's really going through something in life. I really feel like we need to really check on Yeezy. I want the old Ye back. And can I say that with this one? So, this is certified shit with sprinkles in my mind. I don't know no other way to put it. But I guarantee for that high price point that for some reason it's gonna flip and people are gonna wanna pay outrageous amount of money for them. So in the words of Blaze, these are shit with sprinkles. Chris, I'm gonna throw it over to you. You know, since you was a former Adidas player, I should say. Maybe you can shed some light on this.
I'm not touching them things at all. I wouldn't even risk trying to flip it, bro. I mean, first of all, the shoe looks ultra flat. I don't even know what they were doing with the design. They got a lot of colors going on. And then it's almost like a built-in sock, ankle brace type thing. Right. The top. I don't even know. There's not even a shoe that it compares to. But I definitely am not touching it. I don't like even trying to cop something to flip if it looks like that, because you could cop it and you could be stuck with it.
He ain't never lied.
I'm not messing with this one at all.
This is a terrible investment.
Yeah.
Margo, what you thought?
Just because it has the 350 compact body to it, I'm gonna call it shit with sprinkles versus dumpster juice. Which actually, I don't know which is worse. What's worse, shit with sprinkles or certified dumpster juice? I don't know.
Dumpster juice.
Shout out to my homie Paul at work too. He told me we should probably add like something else, like toilet tonic or something, you know, something like that. So, you know, but I'm going to go ahead and call these shit with sprinkles just because a lot of people like the 350, you know, body. But that ankle support really throws this joint off. I mean, it kind of reminds me of some of those KDs that you're just like,
what's going on with these KDs right now?
Because I remember there was a KD not that long ago that kind of resembled this a little bit.
Yeah, he was hooping at OK State.
OK State. OK, see?
Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, yeah. Okay.
There was a KD that resembled this, and it was trash. I mean, they tried to give it some pizzazz with the 3M reflective up there with the blue on the slate azure. But I don't know. These $300 is a steep and very hefty price point, first and foremost, on these, when you can get a much better sneaker to hoop in. Really, you're probably just grabbing these based off the name of Yeezy. But these are shit with sprinkles for me. Blaze, what's your thoughts?
They're dumpster juice. I don't really know what do you want me to say from these. Anywhere from the blue, even that blue just looks trash. It's like some trash shag on the toe of it. And then you got that pantyhose ankle support right there. It just, you know, it disturbs me. If you guys don't know, anything with pantyhose disturbs me, as you guys know from last week's episode. So yeah,
the pantyhose do-rag messed me up
mentally in my head. So anything that resembles with pantyhose is a certified dumpster juice, splash, hot trash. It's awful. What is Yeezy? And then for 300, gas prices is going to jump up for us to $5 a gallon. And then we go, somebody going to pay 300 plus tax for this. Kill yourself. Jump off a bridge. There's no way this is going to happen. Dumpster juice. These basketball sneakers. Or do you even call these basketball sneakers? Stop it. If these is basketball sneakers, then I'm light skinned with green eyes, nigga. Chico DeBarge up in this.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
That go too far?
So to give you what the people said about those.
There it is, as it should be.
36% of people said shit with sprinkles, and a resounding 64% of people said dumpster juice. And absolutely nobody said, you know what, I cop. Nobody is copping these. So yeah, that's our only stinker sneaker of the week. So
oh, that's terrible. So we're done with the worst part of the show, because that part is terrible. Now we get into where everybody's kind of relaxed for a little minute. We get into Blaze's holy grail. We let him describe, you know, his top 100 Jordans there. So Blaze, I'm gonna sit back and let you take over the show and let you tell us about your next five right here and your countdown that you know, I might not agree with some of them, but you know, we're gonna roll with numbers 80 through 76.
I appreciate that, Black Ranger. I'll take it from here. So number 80 on my holy grail is the Jordan 14 Candy Cane. And so a dope and lovely sneaker. Who can't go wrong with a Jordan Retro 14? And so simple with the white, red, and black. People call them candy canes. Shout out to the noobs. Great year, wrong colors. So shout out to the noobs with these candy canes right here. Jordan 14. I just leave it as that. And so moving on to number 79. Number 79 is the Jordan 13 Gray Toes, a very underrated sneaker, in my opinion. I like it a lot. I like it that it's just simple. It's got the gray toe, a little hint on it, with a 13 with the patch, and then the nice little pop of the red on the bottom and the back of the sneaker. So you can never go wrong with a Jordan 13. So Jordan 13 Gray Toes from number 79. Number 78 is the Jordan 7 French Blue. Oh, the first two I do not have. I want, obviously. So the third one I don't have as well. And so this is the Jordan 7 French Blue, white, blue, whether it's North Carolina blue or powder blue or even navy blue around the sneaker. And so overall, a lovely sneaker, Jordan 7 French Blue. I can't remember if these remastered with the fours back in, what was that, 2013, 2014? Yeah. We would say when those, I think these remastered with the fours. And so I'm obviously dope sneaker in my opinion. And so I can't wait for them to re-retro back so I can grab me a pair. They came out in 2013 and 2014. So wait between 5 and 10 years for them to retro again.
Right.
Don't be fooled on that. And so number 78, Jordan 7, French Blue. Number 77, I do have these, the Jordan 5 Oreos. Basically, black around most of the sneaker, white on the bottom. And what I like about it is that it has that icy blue bottom of the sneaker. And so Jordan 5 Oreo, I believe these came out last year, if my mind serves me right. And so I like it. A nice little, to me, I like the suede. It has a nice little suede on the black for me. And so definitely a winter sneaker, definitely an ugly sweater vest or ugly sweater event sneaker. And so I like the Jordan 5 with the black. Who can't go wrong with black? And last but not least, number 76, another underrated sneaker. That's going to come out next year that I got to have. Looking at the lineup for 2023, yes, Black Ranger, this sneaker right here, I got to have. Jordan 9 Olive, black with that olive green, with that hint of red on the Jumpman on the bottom of the sneaker. It's a dope sneaker. If you know how to get your drip right, how to look good, how to come out stepping good, then this sneaker right here, get your places right here. A very dope sneaker. I believe the last time this sneaker came out was 2010, 09, kind of close to that. Back when I was making mistakes in Manhattan, back in Kansas State. And so long time ago, these are the last time these stepped out. So years and years ago. So they plan to re-retro these next year. And so I got to have them. I'm glad they're on my list for next year because definitely will be doing that. I definitely will be paying over the 50 or even over 100 for this sneaker. This is probably the only Jordan. This is one of the Jordan 9s that I would go crazy for. And so Jordan 9 Olives. And so 80 through 76, you have the Candy Cane 14s. You have the Gray Toe 13s. You have the French Blue 7s. You have the Oreo 5s. And you top it off at the end with the Jordan 9 Olives. And so that's my list from 80 through 76. Oh, we getting crazy going forward. 75 on might get a little too rugged. And so this is a Blazes Holy Grail list of Jordans. And so I'll start off with Black Ranger. Let's get Black Ranger going first. What do you think about 80 through 76? What's your thoughts on these? Good or bad? Mostly bad, probably, right?
You know how I am. I need them nines to be, you know, them nines, you 76?
Yeah, man,
they gotta be like a year. I'm gonna go all the way like top like 40. Like let's come. Them nines is something special. Wow. Maybe it's special to me because I know that was okay. the first Jordan I ever had. So that may be why I feel a certain way about it. But okay. I feel like it gotta be like in the top 40, just in general. I feel like they gotta be in top 40 and the French Blue 7. I feel like they need to be low. Just my opinion. But you know, the list gotta go on. I may change my mind about what I'm saying right now. So you know,
right.
I feel like you could have put that Oreo like at number 99, but I'm really disappointed.
Oh wow.
I think it's the material on that file. I never really liked on it. Like I feel like it's you can't wear it too many times, or it's gonna start the material gonna start acting up.
Start flaking on you.
Yeah, exactly. But the 13s, there's nothing wrong with that. The candy cane could have probably been a little higher too, you know. But it's one of them shoes. That white and red, you know, for the set, you know, that white and red can never go wrong with. So you know that. But other than that, you know, hey, this is your hunter. This is yours, but. That's just my opinion on it. That's my. But can we bring the nines back a little later? That's what I want. Can we bring them back? It's like a 1A, 1B kind of deal. But we'll talk later more about that.
I feel like when we go into sneakers, I feel like the Steph Curry conversation that's been going on this week. If I'm gonna put Steph Curry in the top 10, who am I taking out? And that's how I feel about if I put the nines in the. And the sevens up further, who am I bringing down? And you'll find out from there. Okay, Tony, you know, okay. Maybe we can do that. So keep that in mind.
I'll make a mental note about it.
I got you. Boss man, what's your thoughts on these?
I really feel like the Jordan 14 candy canes, like AJ said, they possibly could have been higher, but because that's mainly because I feel like if Jordan came back and played 98, 99 season, he would have worn those. Because that's the actual Bulls colorway I think he would have wore. The gray toes I really like too. I wish that I would have got those back when they came out originally. Had the Oreos, took them later when I was in my customizing, in the thick of my customizing. I actually took those and customized those. So I don't really have the Oreos anymore, but I actually had that sneaker from the first time they came out, which that was the sneaker that when they re-released it, I was like, why did we re-release those? Of all sneakers to re-release, why did we re-release the Oreo 5s? Oh. And then we had the audacity to call them the Moon Knights. I was like, what? What are we doing here?
Nothing. Tripping.
I know that the Jordan 9 Olives are near and dear to AJ's heart, but nothing that I gotta have. They look like a boot to me. Mm-hmm. That looks like something that you definitely can winterize right there and wear as a boot. So you can have them. And Jordan 7s just really ain't my favorite neither. But the 14s and the 13s, definitely feeling those. I realized that I did not change the description on the 13s.
13.
I didn't change it to the Jordan 13. Gray toe. That's what happens when you're Russian, I guess. Whatever.
It's all good. This one, you know, when you're on it with sneakers, you know the difference, and so you're quick to dial in on them. So we'll end it with our guests. So Chris, what do you think about this list, sir? What would be your 5 through 1 on this list from 80 to 76? What's your thoughts on these?
My one would definitely be the candy canes. I'm high on the candy canes on the 14s. I think any shoe that came out in the Bulls colorway, the classic colorways of Jordans all come out in the Bulls colorways. I'm high on that one. That'd probably be one. Gray toes is probably two. I think the gray toes is just a classic. I like that shoe. I think olive would be three. I like that the olive colorway. Mm-hmm. I know you guys are gonna say I'm not a huge Jordan 5 guy in general, but when you add in all that suede on the Oreo, it'd probably be number 5 for me on this list. Okay. And I'd throw the French blue in there at 4. So one candy cane, two gray toes, then the olives, then the French blue, then the Oreos. I like the olives, but the candy canes canes is the ones that really stick out to me. I'm a big fan of the candy cane.
Okay. Nice. Fantastic. And also a great question I will ask each and every guest on Blaze's Holy Grail. And so there it is right there. And so, yes, I appreciate that, Chris, 1 through 5 with that. So, yes, please tune in next week for a new list that I have. We're going into 75. So we're moving through fast and furious, ladies and gentlemen, through the sneakers. And so just for AJ to bash me on. So we'll be going next week. Believe that.
It's only right. I can.
Absolutely.
But hey, appreciate it. Hey, boys, you always know we appreciate, you know, giving us these holy grails. So, you know, hopefully it's opened up some eyes to sneakers that people probably have forgot about. And you know, we hopefully we can find some of these one day for you. Help you out.
Thank you. Size 14 or 15, please. That'd be great.
Get these yachts in here.
You know,
get them. They tell them come on Wyandotte County Lake. You know, it's all right. Just come this way. Put them on the Missouri River or something. We'll get them to you somewhere.
Thank you, sir.
But you know, that's going to, you know, conclude the show. So now this is the time of the show that, you know, we try to find out everybody's social media, where you can link up with them and all that. So I'll start with our guest, Chris. Let them know where they can find you, where they can see you or coaching out on the sideline, and any other you know, information that you need to put out there about yourself in St. John's.
Yeah, man. So I'm big on Twitter and Instagram both. I'm on both of them heavy, especially being in basketball. So Twitter at C Huey Hoops, HUEY for Huey, C Huey Hoops, C_Huey24 is on Instagram. And the biggest thing is I just, you know, appreciate you guys having me on. Appreciate keeping the kick culture alive in Kansas City and holding it down. So just appreciate the time. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Thank you. And we greatly appreciate you taking time out your day. I know you got a busy schedule. You know, to come chat sneakers with us. We greatly appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Marco, where can they find you?
Once again, I want to just thank Chris for taking time out, like AJ said, to come sit with us tonight and, you know, talk sneaks and talk about St. John's and his experience and everything there. So we appreciate you coming out tonight, sir. Of course, you can find Kick City on Instagram at Kick_City913 on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook at The Kick City Podcast on Facebook. And then make sure y'all go vote for us for the Kansas City People's Choice Awards. Voting started, as of recording today, yeah. June 1st. By the time this comes out, I think it'll be, June 4th? It'll be the 6th. So by the time you guys are listening to this, 5 days will have passed already, but hopefully you are getting on the website. It is kcpcawards.com. Make sure that you vote for us for best podcast. We are going up against some good podcasts here in the city, but we would like to take home that trophy. So make sure y'all go vote for us. Blaze, where can they find you, sir?
They can find me on IG, LuckyLefty31. They can also find us on Kick City on Twitter, City_Kick. Definitely hit us up. Let us know what's good. Absolutely. Appreciate Chris coming through, being a guest. And Marco, remind the people where to go and vote at for Best Podcast one more time again, just for that.
KCPCAwards.com.
That's all I gotta say. I'm moving on to Black Ranger to finish this off.
You know it, KCPCAwards.com. Let me say that one more time. KCPCAwards.com. Vote. It is free to vote. It is free to share. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend to vote for us. Make sure you follow us. Make sure you like us. Make sure you tell us what you like and don't like. You know, we take all that. Hey, one thing too, make sure y'all tag us. Tag Kick City and all your kicks. When you're rocking your fresh kicks, tag Kick City. We're going to repost it, you know, because it's free. It's free to repost it. It don't hurt nothing. Don't forget, we still got shirts out there. So make sure you get you a shirt. You can definitely find us on IG at Kick_City913, on the Twitter at City_Kick. You can find me on my personal page, AJJ_Almighty. It's a lot of underscores in there. But just make sure you know you follow. You know, like I said, if you show me your vote, I'm buying you a shot. That is going on from this, when this recording drops, until the 14th. And after the 14th, the voting is done. So you only got a couple weekends to find me somewhere. But hey, you show me your vote, I buy you a shot. One shot of vote. That's all I got for you. Unless I run out of money by the time you run into. So. With that being said, I think we're going to close out this episode. Once again, Chris, big appreciation for you coming out tonight. We got anything else we want to say, or are we getting out of here, folks?
No, I think we good, man. We out.
We out.
We out.
Kick City.